Welcome to the jungle. What's cracking? My name is Jim Rome. A tremendous Tuesday to you. This program, as you know, is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. In case you were not here yesterday, let me be the first once again to welcome you to Smack Off Week. Smack Off 26, 3 days out, June 19th, invite only. More storylines to get to a little bit later on. Be sure you are listening for that. All right, telephone number is toll free, 1-800-636-8686, 1-800-636-8686. You can follow me on Twitter at Jim Rome, and you can email me also at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. All right, so the show sets up like this. Quickly, let's get to it. You should start dialing right now. It is not too late to qualify for the ultimate prize. King of Smack, $5,000. You get to wear the coveted title for an entire year. In fact, it goes much deeper than that. It's not for year. It's actually for legacy. We've done it 25 times. There have only been 14 winners. Try to be a part of that crew. Coming up next segment, 2018 NASCAR champ Joey Logano. Top of hour number two, a conversation with Tequarius Ware. He's a running back at Mesabi Range. An amazing story. We'll have that for you top of hour two. David Bakhtiari, Green Bay Packers offensive lineman, coming up in hour three. Those are your three interviews. You have your telephone number. You know where to find me on social. Let's get it. It's a big week. Biggest week of the year in the jungle. Smack Off Week. 3 days out. Winner gets $5,000. All right, let me start here. It started yesterday with a report from Ian Rappaport and Tom Pelissero that multiple members of the Texans and the Cowboys had tested positive for COVID. The belief was that none of the players had been at the team facility and the teams had been following the appropriate health protocols. So when you see a report like that, of course, the first question which comes up is, who is it? Who are the guys who tested positive? And then shortly after the report, word comes that one of the players was Ezekiel Elliott. According to the report, his agent confirmed the positive test to NFL Network. And in terms of the players from both teams who could test positive, the names don't get much bigger than that, right? Ezekiel Elliott. He was none too pleased. In fact, he took right to Twitter and thumbed out HIPAA ? The Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act. That's what he's talking about. It is designed to protect your personal health information from being shared publicly without you first giving consent. However, that generally only applies to professionals in the healthcare field. I guess Zeke didn't know that. Michael McCann tweeted, quote, journalists reporting on NFL players who test positive for COVID-19 aren't covered entities under HIPAA, and so they aren't violating it. Other employees or employers and representatives outside of those in healthcare aren't covered entities either, and HIPAA has no private right of action. End quote. But that did not stop Elliott from being pissed. Yeah, I get it. Somebody let the cat out of the bag. But who? Because Elliott is saying it was not his agent. And then said, quote, my agent only confirmed. The story was already written. Reporters have been calling my agent all morning. End quote. Note, reporters, not a reporter. So does that mean that multiple people had that story? It had leaked out that much. And finally, he said, quote, my agent didn't break the story to the media. End quote. Yeah, why don't we clear something up before it starts? This is not about the party that allegedly did or did not happen earlier in the offseason. You know that party he went to? Remember? That was 2 months ago. If Elliott got it there, he'd be over it by now. But this news is significant, and not just because it's a Pro Bowl running back who tested positive, but because it's multiple players who tested positive, and that's before the players have even gotten together. They haven't even assembled as a group yet. They haven't even had the chance to expose each other to the illness, and yet multiple guys already have it. In other words, it's a reminder that there is still a pandemic going on. It's still happening. People are still getting sick. People are still going to the hospital because of COVID, and people are still dying because of COVID. According to CBS News, Texas recorded its highest number of hospitalizations during the outbreak this past weekend. In other words, you might be sick and tired of COVID-19, but COVID-19 is not sick and tired of you. And it raises the question, how is this going to affect the NFL? So far, the league's approach has seemed to be just barrel ahead, act like nothing is going to be different, make some offseason activities online instead of in person, but do not delay the draft, do not delay the season. Man, just keep right on rolling. The Cowboys are scheduled to play in the Hall of Fame game in just over 50 days. And as Ed Warder reported, he has spoken to two NFL head coaches who are reluctant to start the season on time. One head coach told him, quote, "How the hell are you going to bring 90 guys to training camp on a bus? You can have all the protocols you want, but eventually football, 1 in 10 guys get it. Do you quarantine the whole team?" End quote. It's actually a very good question, and it's a very fair question. Forget the games. How do you even practice? How do you prepare for games without having guys in close physical contact? What kind of an impact will that have on the preparation for games? And how are the games going to be played? And what does happen if a player or multiple players test positive? I mean, you can't really quarantine an entire team, can you? Not if you want to continue a season. But what if it's not a whole team? What if it's a particular group of guys on the team who get sick? As another head coach said, quote, "You know, what happens when four starting offensive linemen get sick? What if it's the quarterback room? Four of your six receivers, the defensive coaching staff?" End quote. It's another good question. Like, take Bruce Arians. He's already talked about quarantining a quarterback this season. He told Chris Long he's thinking about keeping the third quarterback on the roster out of the quarterback room. So if Tom Brady and the backup do get sick, you don't lose all three of these guys at once. So just because you might not be thinking about it, NFL head coaches are, and they're concerned, and it points to the conversation that nobody wants to have. Nobody wants to think about the possibility of the NFL season being delayed. And maybe it never comes to that. Hopefully it doesn't come to that. But what if it did? What if Ezekiel Elliott had tested positive in October instead of June? What if these multiple Texans and Cowboys had tested positive in week one instead of the start of summer? What then? Like, right now, the thinking seems to be that everybody is acknowledging that there is risk involved, that guys are going to get sick, and they will test positive, but the league is just going to forge on. But it will go on while there's a pandemic going on, and it'll be pretty amazing if that pandemic did not have an impact. I mean, realistically, because it will. Because world-class athletes are not immune. Remember that whole thing about how, yeah, it only really strikes... strikes down the elderly and young kids. It's not true. They might be a greater risk, but world-class athletes are not immune from testing positive. Ask Elliott. Ask Von Miller. Ask Rudy Gobert. Believe me, nobody wants this whole thing to go away more than I do. Nobody wants the NFL to resume normal activity more than I do. Nobody wants to get back out there more than I do. But if you're waiting for the all clear, a sign that everything is good and life is back to normal and people are not going to get sick, that's not happening. Not yet. And in fact, that might not happen for quite some time. 1-800-636-8686. If you want to jump in, go ahead and make that phone call right now. And as I mentioned, I've got more storylines for the Smack Off. 3 days, 3 sleeps. 3 shows, hell, 3 golden tickets right here. Come and get them. 'Cause I've got a golden ticket. It's not too late. The big day, the big show, the big arena, the big dance, whatever you want to call it. It's Friday. You are running out of time. You're on the clock. Hit us up.
The clock.
Yesterday, on the clock. Yesterday was a big day. Leff and Laguna started us off. I broke the format wide open in the first segment, let him call his shot. He took a run at Brad. Fast forward to hour 3, Brad clapped back, but in the process of doing so, got run. Said a word that you just can't say on this show. He knew that. He didn't care. He is the defending champ, two-time champ. So more on the Smack-Off later on. In addition to that, 49ers hook Kyle Shanahan up with a second six-year deal. He gets a new contract. The rare 49er head coach who made it to another contract. Jed York did the right thing. This guy's an absolute genius. An absolute genius. Got some baseball news. How about the commissioner? Was it not less than a week ago that the commissioner said he was, quote, 100% confident that baseball would be played in 2020? He said it in a televised interview. He was 100% confident. Yesterday, he was talking about how there's a really good chance that there will be no baseball this year. Huh? Both those things in 1 week. Tell you what, my man's not good at his job. My man is not good at his job. The Yankees may have cheated as well. And the Astros seem to be having a field day with that. Why, I'm not sure. It doesn't mean y'all didn't cheat. It just means that the Yankees may have cheated. I will get to that story also. 1-800-636-8686. Something I tried to get to yesterday. I actually gave you a day off. And that's what's going to happen if the NFL does, in fact, start on time. How many guys are going to take a knee? A Browns fan got to Baker Mayfield on social and said, hey, tell me. Baker, tell me you're not going to take a knee. And Baker's response was, oh, I absolutely will. And you need to pull your head. You need to pull your head out. He said, you need to pull your head out and stop right there. But he meant, you got to pull your head out of your ass. J.J. Watt also with strong sentiments involving that very topic. 1-800-636-8686. Hey, listen, if you're sick of these topics, if you're sick of baseball not starting, if you're sick of whether or not NFL players are going to protest peacefully, like, I get it, I understand it. These things aren't going away, and they're really important things. But if there's something else you want to talk about, man, do something about it. Pick up the phone, lob me a phone call, bring it to the program. Let's go to the reaction quickly on Twitter. You haven't forgot how to use your phone. I know that. I'm looking at Twitter. At, come on, Jared! Tweets. I think the NFL should take a page out of my book and just shut everything down and ruin the sport. Yours, Bob Manfred. You tell me one thing that the commissioner hasn't jacked up that has mattered. Like I said, not very good at his job. At Sean Rohasek, quote, the fighters have arrived in the city. Less than 72 hours until the smack off. Let's go! Let's go, Lake!
Let's go! Let's go, Lake!
The fighters have arrived in the city. We're on the island. This is Fight Island. That's not fair, actually. Dana got there first. Dana White's got the true Fight Island. It's true, though. We're about 72 hours out. The smack off. The field is deep. It's never too late to RSVP. 1-800-636-8686. One thing I'm looking forward to, what kind of a twist are we going to get this year? Every year something happens that you would not expect or could have never, ever predicted. What's going to happen this year? And if you set it up, I understand in this COVID era, it's a little bit different. Many of you are still at home. Where are you going to listen? Where are you going to watch? How are you going to do it? It's really different this year. Make sure you set yourself up. It is Friday. 1-800-636-8686. All right, once again, coming up next segment, the 2018 NASCAR champ, Joey Logano. That's next. Phone lines after that, or phone calls, I should say, after that. Clones, you heard me talk about Walmart delivery in the past, right? Now, Walmart has their fastest delivery service yet, Walmart Express Delivery. You can get groceries and more delivered from their door to yours with no contact delivery in 2 hours or less. Zero markups, same low price as in store. So don't let work, kids, an at-home workout, or whatever else life throws at you right now get in the way of you getting what you need when you need it. Try Walmart Express Delivery today. Restrictions and fees do apply. Walmart Express Delivery.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
All right, take advantage of the opportunity. The opportunity is you call the program, you get on the air, you get racked. Maybe you get that golden ticket. Maybe you take part in the biggest day of the year on the program. Friday, June 19th. As promised, right now, we are joined by the driver of the number 22 Shell Pennzoil Ford Mustang for Team Penske. 2018 NASCAR Series champ, 2015 Daytona 500 winner. He's got a couple of wins this season. He has reached the NASCAR playoffs 6 of the last 7 years. Today, he appears courtesy of Panini America. My guest is Joey Logano. Joey, it's great to have you back. Before we get into racing and everything else, last month you and your wife welcomed your second son, Jameson Jet Logano, into the world. How is he doing and what's life like with two kids now?
It has changed the game for sure. I appreciate you asking. It's been fun and challenging all at the same time as any newborn is, but he's been, I don't know if it's because we've done it again and it's our second time through that we're a little bit more comfortable on what's going on. And he's done pretty good at night. He's one pit stop a night, I say. He wakes up once and we do a little gas and go and a quick change and he's back to bed. So we got a good system going.
I like it. Good to hear it. All right. So it's been a really unusual spring in the sense that there was a suspension of the sport due to the global pandemic. You and your foundation were doing a lot to help out. And then in the middle of all that, your son was born. I mean, it's not just a new child. What's it been like to juggle all of this at the same time?
It's hard, but it's been enjoyable. And you know, I think, you know, I've heard a lot of interesting quotes, but one that stuck to me through this whole thing is that don't let a crisis go to waste. And, you know, meaning that there's obviously a crisis going on with COVID, but, you know, there's also a huge opportunity ahead of us to touch people's lives. And you know, whether that's in a business standpoint or also in a charitable aspect, there's been a huge, you know, initiative to try to, you know, help people through this time because this has touched everybody. You know, whether you are someone that has dealt with the disease or the virus itself, with COVID-19, or you haven't, it's affected your life one way or another, right? Whether it's your job or whatever it may be. And, you know, all of us united and being together is most important right now. And obviously that's a challenge, when you look at our world, but I think if you can control your own heart and be able to, you know, help each other where you can, lend a helping hand where it matters the most, that's been the biggest thing that I've learned throughout all this and been able to be a part of. So I've really enjoyed that and taking that opportunity.
We're talking to Joey Logano. And then in and around all this, you do return to the track. In fact, you're coming off a race at Miami where you had some early contact on pit row. How much did that impact the overall race for you?
Apparently a lot. It didn't go very well at all after that. So that contact, you know, our cars are so sensitive. You know, when you're going that fast, any little, you know, dent, ding on the car really can throw off, you know, the aero performance of the car, whether it's adding drag or the downforce, which I think was the biggest thing this weekend for us, is that just shifted the downforce. We couldn't get the balance right and had just an off race. So the good news is we're racing a lot right now. So you're able to move on to the next racetrack pretty quickly and continue to keep going on. So that's the biggest thing for me is that, you know, you're going to have bad races. You're going to have, you know, up and down days. It's all about, you know, keeping your head in the right spot and knowing that we can do it and that we've had a lot of success this year and been up front with a lot of chances to win and getting a couple wins already. So we're still in a great spot, and we'll head down to Talladega this weekend.
See, that's the thing. You are racing a lot. I'm curious what that's like. For instance, the sport returned with that run of 5 cup races in 2 weeks. What was that experience like, and what was it like going from not racing at all to cramming that much racing into such a short period of time?
It was challenging. It was very challenging. You know, from a physical standpoint, a mental standpoint, you know, we didn't have any practice. You know, we went from, you know, sitting outside of the race car for 2 months to fire away right off the bat into the first corner at 200 miles an hour with 40 other crazy people doing the same thing.
Right.
Without any practice, you know, there's a big challenge. And not to mention, we're doing this in the, you know, the heat of the summer where our race cars are so hot and your body doesn't have much time to recover from one race to the next. So the drivers that continued to stay in shape throughout, you know, when everyone was quarantined and not racing, and everyone that continued to make themselves better are reaping the benefits right now on the racetrack because our bodies are going through a lot, whether it's, you know, like I said, the heat, mentally draining, or, you know, if you get in a crash, obviously the better shape you're in, the better you can recover from, you know, the soreness that goes along with that. So definitely, there's a lot of new challenges. It's a different world than we used to live in. From the racing standpoint and probably everyone's standpoint, it's very different. But it's been kind of fun, and you kind of get used to the new normal in a way.
Joey Logano joining us once again. So, Joey, last week NASCAR announced that it was going to ban the Confederate flag from all races, events, and properties. What was your reaction to that announcement?
Yeah, I think my main reaction is we want everyone to feel welcomed at the racetrack. The racetrack shouldn't be a place that someone doesn't feel comfortable to go to because of the color of their skin. That's what we can control, right? And there's obviously so many different things going on in our world right now. But if you look at our NASCAR world, what can we put our hands on? What can we touch? And I think the biggest thing is that we want people to want to come to the racetrack and don't feel like they can't go to the racetrack because of the color of their skin and they're feeling judged or uncomfortable. It's a race. It's a NASCAR race. We all should love it. Everybody loves cars in one way or another, and there's so many different types of forms of motorsports. And, we want at NASCAR, at least everybody to feel welcomed and enjoy, the show that we're able to put on.
Joey Logano is my guest. To that point about everybody loving cars, Joey, earlier this month, you released a new episode of Carography with Joey Logano. It features you driving your 53 International Rat Rod Mad Max contraption. For those who have not seen this, how would you describe that rig?
Oh, that's hard to explain. It's exactly what you said. It looks like something out of the movie Mad Max, and it's just the old International truck that's basically has a bulldozer on the front of the thing. It's just it's a mess. It's a contraption of some sort, but I absolutely love cars. That's where I've kind of started from and kind of got me into NASCAR racing was the love of cars. And so we started the Carography pieces and been putting them on my social channels at Joey Logano and on YouTube as well. And that's been a fun thing to do. And so now we're adding fans into it as well as sending their rides and talk about theirs. Cause the story is to me almost kind of the most fun part to hear is that, why people love their car, whether it's, a family that handed down or something they've worked on or whatever it may be. They're always very unique stories and fun to hear.
All right, so having said that, what about you? Is there a dream car that maybe you're looking to get, something you're trying to track down, or is your approach more along the lines of you see a car, you like it, you buy it, you get to work on it?
It's usually more like that. It's usually something unique or something I want to work on or project. And I got this new ramp truck from Rutledge Wood, who's someone that's been in our sport for a long time. And that's going to be my project here moving up. It's going to take a long time. It's an old Ford ramp truck, which is cool and something unique. And I think that's kind of my – if you look at these Carography pieces, my cars at least are the very weird and unique ones. But that's what I enjoy. I enjoy driving something that's outside of the box and different than the next guy's got.
I mean, Joey, quickly, it would seem to me that given that cars are what you do for work, it would be completely understandable for you if you wanted to do anything in your free time that did not involve cars, much less restoring and collecting them as a hobby. How do you explain that love of cars, and when did that start?
I would think immediately as a kid. Your first car is always a Hot Wheels, right? And that's kind of, what it was for me. And I loved it. I played with them all the time. I got a go-kart from Santa Claus, and dude, that was the end of me. That's all I wanted to do when I got home from school was to drive. And my father had an old Chevy coupe, and I remember going to church or going to get ice cream in it, and there's so many memories that were made in that car. And I think, for those reasons, I look at cars as more of a in a way is a family piece and something that, you have those memories with your parents and for me, my sister and your siblings or whatever, it's just kind of, like I said, those stories to me is always neat. And that's what, to me now as a race car driver and I look at the sponsors that have surrounded me, Pennzoil and all these automotive brands, Auto Trader and stuff, it all just fits right in, which is just kind of ironic how it's worked out that way.
That is cool. Now, you're working with Panini America, and you are their racing trading card ambassador. Take your time. Lay that out for me. What's involved in it?
Yeah, so, Panini trading cards, and we go back to, my beginnings of what made me love racing. One of them was trading cards, right? And something that you get as a kid and you start collecting, and you learn about the sport. You learn the details about the driver or the type of car or the different paint schemes, and you find your favorite driver, you know. And trading cards have been that for me, and as I've grown up, and now, you know, as an athlete, and you know, you see other you know, people that really, you know, are passionate about trading cards and bring them to autograph sessions to sign, or you know, you look at the uniqueness of what Panini has been able to put into these trading cards with the, obviously the detail they put into it, or the uniqueness with, you know, sheet metal from the car, or, you know, race suits that they've cut up to put into it, or, you know, personalized autographs. It's all these things that are very, you know, unique and put Panini America ahead of everybody in the trading card industry. So something I'm super proud to be a part of. And it's fun as, you know, my oldest little guy, he's 2.5 now, so he's just now starting to get into it and learning about, well, what driver drives which car, and starting to collect these cards as well. So it's cool to see how it's generational, you know, to kind of the cards be handed down and kind of, you know, move ahead. And it's just it's a really cool industry to be a part of.
Joey Logano, our guest, the driver of the number 22 Shell Pennzoil Ford Mustang for Team Penske. Of course, he won the series championship in 2018, won the Daytona 500 in 2015. Joey, it's great to have you back. Thanks for the visit. Have a great day. I know we'll do it again soon.
All right. Sounds good. We'll see you soon.
You got it, Joey. Safe. Thank you. Joey Logano. Well, NASCAR just stepping up like they always do. Right, Alvy? Just like they always do.
Good guy. Top performer. They know what they're doing.
Respects the fans.
There's no better league to deal with than NASCAR.
Gives back. Appreciates the sport. Has time for the fans.
And NASCAR has won me over.
I like it. I get it.
They call on time. They do good interviews. They have good attitudes. It's big. It's not going away. Good interviews. Shows up on time.
Every one of those guys is like that.
It won me over. I will say for the record once again, I've done a 180.
He's not Tony Stewart. Rusty Wallace is my favorite guest. And if it's not Rusty Wallace, it's Clint Boyer and his bus driver, Curtis. I did not break the pace car. Carl Edwards, class act, Trevor Bayne. The best energy. And I love Jeff Gordon. I can't pick favorites, but Jimmy Johnson's my favorite. And Brad Keselowski is right there. Well, NASCAR just stepping up like they always do. Right, Alvy? Just adding to the disclaimer, it is kind of comical, isn't it, that there was an issue ever between me and that sport? But NASCAR, I've told you this story too many times to repeat right here, but let's just say there was an issue between me and the sport back in the day. And NASCAR did not take it personally, but started asking me a few questions, like, what's your deal? What is your issue with us? I said, what, aside from the fact that you only turn left? And then this went on for a number of years. And they said, you know what, smart guy? How about you interview one of our guys? How about you get to know our guys before you say anything else? I'm like, that's fair. I'm definitely a very reasonable person. And the NASCAR made everybody accessible, except Smoke. They probably tried with Smoke. But then again, like I always say, if everybody wants to do my show, then I'm not doing my job. Anyway, they're constantly making their guys available and accessible. And if you want to say, yeah, well, they have to, my response to that would be, yeah, it's smart. And they do. They get it. 1-800-636-8686. All right, so looking into hour number two at the top of the hour, Tequarius Ware, a college running back at Mesabi Range. You might not know him. You might not know that program. It's an amazing story. That's coming up at the top of hour two. Top of hour three, an offensive lineman for the Packers, David Bakhtiari. And then that smack-off thing in 3 days. June 19th. Here we are. Here the bleep we are.
Here we are. Here the
anybody want to RSVP? Lef in Laguna did yesterday and took a run at Brad. In case you missed it, I'll reset that. Lef said to Brad, hey, Brad, I'll let you call your shot. I'll let you tell me what to do. I've got another amazing cameo planned. Should I use it or not? Or should I just beat you straight up without the gimmick? Brad had a little something for Lef, except you didn't hear what it was because we had to dump it and run him. It's strong. A few days out. Wonder where old Vic is. Vic is known for the famous RSVP the week of. Is he coming in this week? Some of the other major players I've not heard from of late. And I've got more storylines coming up too. All of that is still ahead. First, here is a sports update. Tonight at 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific, Venus Williams and Gronk team up with the Late Late Show host James Corden and former soccer star Landon Donovan to see which team comes out victorious. Do not miss Game on CBS Sports Network. You got that, old man? Game on.
Game on.
Finally. It's got to be Ritz's favorite show. Has to be. All right, so to reset something that happened yesterday, Smackoff 26 in 3 days. You might be sick of hearing it. Maybe you're not. If you missed it yesterday, Leffen Laguna came in. I broke open the opening segment. Normally, I don't mess with that. I don't touch that. It's the opening rant segment. It sets the table for the entire program. But I break the format for the right reason. The right reason would include a two-time Smackoff champ lobbing me a telephone call. He did. Leffen Laguna made that call, and it sounded in part like this.
So here's the deal, Brad. I don't want you taking your ball and going home or quitting or lobbying for more rules. I'm giving you a choice. I have a hilarious cameo ready to roll to punk your ass on Friday. But should I use it? That's up to you, dude. You pick your poison. Call in by Thursday and let me know. Do I come with a cameo or do I beat you straight up with no gimmicks? I highly, highly suggest you choose wisely, my friend. So let me know on these airwaves. Not through those lame Twitter memes you make of the guy eating an ice cream cone or whatever you do on there all day. And not through those woke teenage girl internet shorthand you tweet with, all right? So LMK, WTF, you choose ASAP.
All right, that was Leff. I will have Brad's response in a moment. But sidebar, a number of you are trying to guess who that celebrity cameo is. And keep in mind, I wouldn't put it by him to get anybody at all. I mean, who can't this guy get? He already turned the Fonz. He already turned my childhood idol, Ron Say. He turned Larry Brown for a call. Cato Kaelin. Hell, Terrence. The guy found Terrence in Sierra Madre. So a number of you think that celebrity cameo is O.J. Simpson. If anybody could, it's Leff. So that was Leff calling out Brad. Brad called back before the end of the program, and he had this for Leff.
Look, someone told me Leff called in earlier and asked me to tell him whether or not I want another guy in on Friday with him, or if I want it to be just him. Ironically, Leff gives his wife this same decision every time they're going to wrestle, Jim. Leff, just bring the other guy in, dude. We know you can't handle this on your own, okay? Rome, true story, Leff is so gimmicky, and you can check the Twitter feed, he bought his wife, he bought her a Rick and Buffalo for Mother's Day. I'm trying to say dildo, Jim.
That's not a good call. No.
You don't like that call.
I don't like that call. Not a very...
I'll tell you what, if you're going to beat that guy, you're going to have to come at it differently. I don't know that the field's best beats his best. And you know, come Friday, you're going to get his best. If this guy can turn around and do things like that without even paying attention, without even trying, on short notice, if he's given any thought whatsoever to what he's going to do on Friday, how are you going to beat that guy? That's the BIC. I don't know. Then again, look at Leff. And the company he keeps, Rich Flores. Then you look at Brad and the company he keeps, Reggie?
First off, Kyle preps Cal's beer for him like you would do for your wife or your girlfriend. You know, it's actually very sweet of him. Rome, honestly.
Hey, Reggie, my man.
Reggie, honestly.
That double throat clear is like Johnny Vandermeer with back-to-back no-hitters. Maybe somebody will tie that, but nobody's ever going to beat that. There will never be a triple throat clear. I'm not even sure anybody can tie that double throat clear. Like, I know exactly what you get out of that relationship, Reggie. What's the BIC get out of that? I have a question. And you know what's a really important question? Because I'm going to clear my throat for emphasis before I pose it. Reggie, I know why you roll with Brad. But I'm not sure why Brad rolls with you. What's he get out of that?
It was actually...
Like, Brad doesn't need a hype man. Brad knows he's awesome. He doesn't need you to tell him that. Am I right, Reg? Brad's the man to beat. Although the Cabo Nation's going to have something to say about that. Lef is going to have something to say about that. Rick in Buffalo will have something to say about that. The two dudes in Wisco will have something to say about that. Any of the former champs will have something to say about that. Vic in NoCal. Silk Bra in Huntington Beach. And then you never know if the oldest of the old school will show up. Will I Afraidy make it in? I don't know. Anybody else want to react to any of this? 1-800-636-8686. It's kind of good sport to try and figure out who Lef might turn. When you consider all the guys that Lef has set up to appear on during his calls in the Smack Off, who could he get? If you had to guess, who is the celebrity cameo that's going to make Brad look really bad? Could this guy get to O.J. Simpson? Would O.J. do it? Well, when you say a celebrity cameo, did he just go right through Cameo and pay $50 to get somebody to do it? I mean, maybe a cameo is a cameo. Maybe it's an actual cameo. You know that service where you pay people to give you a greeting? Wells in the 360 tweets, if Lef can crank out a cameo from Larry Brown, I bet this year he can get Seth and Earl Thomas to tag team his call. At SoCal Jeff tweets, that Reggie like call doesn't even sound like a real call. It's like somebody pretending to flame out, but he actually flamed that hard. Incredible. Let me hear that one more time. It's actually a pretty good point.
Attempt ever. First off, Kyle preps Cal's beer for him like you do for your wife or your girlfriend, you know. it's actually very sweet of him. Rome, honestly, I'm...
Wow. That gets worse every time I hear it. Reggie, because I pick up something new from it every time I hear it. It's not even just the double throat clear. It's the nonverbal fluency, the and then the double throat clear, and then the hyperventilation. It's like,
you know, it's actually very sweet of him. Rome, honestly,
The BIC is the absolute opposite of that. Polar opposite. BIC just comes in here, rolls. No non-fluencies, no throat clears, no breathy hyperventilation. Yeah, I don't know. He gave it a shot. Meanwhile, Jeff in SoCal, still working it hard. Hey, Jeff, you're still in this thing. I'm not ruling you out. I'm not even saying you're down to your last chance. There's a golden ticket here if you want it, bro. SST tweets. That's Salty Sarah, by the way. Silk Bra and I have the same odds. LOL. Wow, is that true? Silk, you're a former champ. You're an OG. Stuck Not For One doesn't think you have more of a chance of winning this thing than Salty Sarah, who almost never ever calls. That is pretty funny. Silk Bra and I have the same odds. L-O-L. Who you got? Are you going to take Brad or are you going to take the field? Loud. And I wonder, given that there's like nothing going on right now in sports or next to nothing, how do legitimate betting sites not have odds on the Smack Off this year? Or do they? I haven't looked for them. They have in years past. Who would you hit? And would you get down if somebody actually offered a line or if somebody actually offered odds? Would you get down on this thing? Who would you bet? Brad? And there's good value on that board. Let's not forget about Mark in Boston. He didn't make it to air last year and he is bent. That's part of my storylines for today. So all of that is still ahead. 1-800-636-8686. It's Aquarius Ware is going to join me at the top of next hour. So less than 10 minutes from right now. It's an amazing story right there. David Bakhtiari, Green Bay Packers offensive lineman, joins me at the top of hour number three. Quickly, I want to give you one more phone number. If you can't get through on the air and there's something you want to say, leave me a voicemail. We may use it on our podcast. That number is 949-385-0447. 949-385-0447. Call it anytime you want, 24/7. Leave your name, leave your message, and it might end up on our podcast. There is your first hour. When we come back, it's Aquarius Ware. And then more telephone calls and my full rundown on the storylines for SmackOff 26, all still ahead.
You know,